T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tulane had a good weekend, sweeping Memphis, Tulane baseball. Travis Jewett, head coach of Tulane baseball, joining us now. Coach, how are you?
Christian, great. How are you?
Good. Good series for you guys. Took 3 of 4 from Memphis. Big weekend.
Thank you. You know, I don't know if I told you this yet, but we broke spring training last weekend, so we're ready to go now. You know, we had the midweek tune-up with Jackson State and then opened up the conference with Memphis, so we're just in season 2 here. So happy for the boys, you know, came out firing. So got to keep it rolling.
So you guys, it seems like maybe have fixed some of the things that you and I talked about in the past prior to this, you know, prior to conference play, where some of the bugaboos were biting you guys. You cleaned that up a little bit?
Yeah, I really think we did. You know, I think Saturday we played a game without committing an error or giving the other team something free. So that was kind of cool. You know, we've been in a lot of games, Christian, you know, but like I tell the kids, we're playing baseball. This is not horseshoes or hand grenades. So close is, you know, not really what we're shooting for. And just some misplays left on the field, whether it's been a little bit with the base running here, a routine play defensively there, you know, just some little things that have kind of led us to have some struggles in some kind of close games. And so just being real aware of it, being real with it, understanding, you know, what it's going to take for that to be different. And I thought the kids were real present this weekend, and I did. I thought they took care of the ball better. I thought we ran the bases better, more aggressively. And then we just pitched the crud out of it. We just got a lot of quality starts throughout the week, so that's where it all starts. So hopefully things are on the up and up.
Lost game 1 against Memphis. Otherwise, you guys would have had a clean sweep 4 games over Memphis. You lost 4-3, a 1-1 ball game, but the second, third, and fourth games, they were comfortable, fairly comfortable victories. And I know nothing's ever comfortable, but 7-1, 11-2, and 8-2, pretty impressive.
Right, and you're right. Nothing's ever comfortable when you're playing college athletics, right, because everybody's good, and you got to go from the start to the finish. But, yeah, you know, Thursday we inserted Tyler Hoffman on the mound to start. He's been kind of our midweek starter all year long, Christian, doing a really good job, knowing that kind of how our league was going to play out, that we would kind of give him those opportunities in the midweek, and if he earned them, then it would probably push him into the weekend. He pitched the ball particularly well for a lot of that game. He just had a little bit of a glimpse in there where there was maybe a walk and they were trying to do some bunting, and again, the little things where we got a ball off of a bat on a college baseball field that didn't really get by the pitcher, and next thing you know, the right fielder's holding it. So, you know, little things, again, like we said, but he did good. And other than that, you know, we played pretty clean. Came out, had a lot of good offense. Again, we're aggressive on the base pass. I think we stole 7 bases alone just yesterday. That was good. And we're getting a lot of good play, Christian, from young players. If you look at our weekend, between Englehart and Lee and LaPrairie, who was named honorable mention AAC this weekend, you know, those 3 freshmen alone are starting to play every day and kind of suit themselves in there. They're being productive. So it's good. I like the way it's going. And we just got to keep replicating it. That's what's important now.
Now you guys are in conference play And there's no midweek games, to my knowledge, right? So it's all midweek from here on out throughout the weekends. Next week you head down to Tampa, Florida, sunny Tampa, Florida, for Southern Florida, University of Southern Florida. And what do you? I'm sure you've begun homework on them already. What are they going to bring to the table?
Well, they're, you know, you're right. We have, and there is no midweeks, and so I really think what's going to be important going forward is the midweek is going to still be applicable, Christian, and I just think it's going to be an inter-squad game. You know, I mean, I think we have to pitchers because we did throw the ball so particularly well this weekend. We didn't use a lot of pitchers, and when you're thinking about 4 9-inning games, we kind of overhauled the roster with a lot of pitchers, but because of their quality starts and things like that, we didn't have to use a ton. So we had quite a few guys that didn't touch the ball. So I think our Tuesdays and Wednesdays going forward, I think that's going to be important for just staying game speed, you know, game rhythm, let the guys toe rubber, get up there and throw, let the hitters continue to kind of smell the speed of the pitch, so to speak, and those types of things to try to stay in mode so we're not kind of going a week to week without playing. So we'll do a little bit of that tomorrow. And then you're right, heading down to Tampa in South Florida, a much improved team from last year. They're just doing a lot of everything better. They're pitching better. Their depth in the mound is better. Their offense is better. So they came off of a 2-2 week against their rival South Florida, or Central Florida, excuse me, this weekend. So got to take the show on the road, get on the plane for the first time since COVID, and, you know, go down there and try to keep playing good baseball.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Coach. Travis Jewett, Tulane head baseball coach here on Sports Talk. Two things was with the midweek games not being on the quote-unquote schedule, does it give you an opportunity to maybe save some pitching, though? I know you're going to do some inter squads, but does it give you an opportunity to save some pitching? And I think does that allow teams that are deeper in the conference on the mound, does that allow them a bit of an advantage throughout the conference schedule because those teams that are deeper in pitching?
Yeah, there's no question about it. You could be the best offensive team and in this deal that we got going forward. We got 4 9-inning games. I mean, that alone this weekend was the first time I've ever done that. I certainly would say because of my age and experience, no other player had done that or coach. You know, I mean, that's just a lot of baseball. You've seen it probably before where, oh, we're going to play a doubleheader and maybe it's a 7 and a 9 or 2 7s or no, we played 4 9. So the team with the pitching depth, now it has to be quality, but the team that has the depth and quality in the pitching staff at the end of 8 weeks in this thing with 4 9s, I don't see how they're not going to be the ones sticking with their heads up above everybody else. So the thing I like about it is that, you know, if you got them, use them, and you can cram them in there in those 4 days, and then you got the week to kind of get rested up. And if you used a bunch in a four-game series to try to get it, you know, then maybe your inner squad wouldn't be as applicable as it would on some other weeks like we are fortunate to do this week. But I feel good about our pitching, you know, for the first time since I've been here. I just think there's a lot of stuff up and down, right and left, and guys are really starting to make some moves. You know, Trent Johnson's just continually kind of moving his game forward. Donovan Benoit, Christian, has thrown his two best outings in a Tulane uniform in back-to-back weeks. The insertion of Hoffman into the rotation, and then obviously Olthoff and Aldrich. So feel pretty good about that, and got some nice bullpen pieces out there too. So hopefully they keep it going, and our offense stays ignited. So it's a good combination right now.
Travis Jewett, Tulane head baseball coach here on Sports Talk. The Wave coming off series win, 3 out of 4 against Memphis. And you mentioned that you're going down to Tampa, take on USF, and first road trip since the pandemic. And is that – I'm not trying to make you sound like a worry wart, but bear with me here, Coach.
Yeah.
Having not done it for a year, it's got to weigh on your mind a little bit. What kind of team am I bringing on the road, and how are they going to respond, right?
Yeah, and we've been on the road now. We've just been on buses, you know. So this will be our first time, I'll tell you, getting on a bus and then going on an airplane. So we'll have a few of these.
I think in particular in the conference as well.
Yeah, and it is. And you know, shoot, apprehension, sure. You know, I think anybody that has been stalemated like we all have for a while and the travel, this and that, you know, so we're just going to have to mask up and do all the things that we continue to do well, which is, you know, allowed us to keep playing baseball. That's why I'm real proud of our guys. I know I've told you before, this is an unprecedented time in life, obviously, all of us living through a pandemic that we probably never thought we would, but, you know, our guys have given up such a great amount to gain a great amount, which is do what they love to do, which is play baseball. So we'll, just keep following protocols and get on that plane and put a mask on and, you know, do the best we can and get down there and try to get back to some normalcies, which is playing baseball. So it'll be good.
After your series win over Memphis, did you boil any crawfish on Easter Sunday? Do any of that?
Well, I didn't do that. but what I was able to do was clean both garages at the house. That was good. My wife, she loved that. Put out some pool furniture for the first time this season, so that was cool. And then, you know, heated up a – I don't know if you've had one of those spiral-cut hams from Costco, but, oof, pretty good deal that way. And just spent some time with my wife and my two boys here at the house, so had a great day. Hope you did too.
I did. I had spent some time with my kids and had a great weekend overall in general, and I'm glad you asked and thought about it. Travis Jewett, Tulane head baseball coach here on Sports Talk. Coach, once again, good luck this weekend against...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.